Okay, in the Aseret HaDibros, the fourth commandment is the observance of Shabbos. Zachos and Shabbos Gadro. So it's certainly appropriate time to talk about anything related to Shabbos. And therefore, what we'd like to discuss today, this evening, are the minhagim related to Mincha and Shabbos. Mincha and Shabbos has a lot of different interesting insertions, different things that we say, and we want to discuss why do we say these things. It'll be a bit of a repetition of something we spoke about a few weeks ago, by Shabbos, about why do we say Vani Tfilasi, but it was good then, it will be good now as well, and we'll review that piece as well. So let's jump right in. First, the first thing that stands out is we begin Mincha and Shabbos by saying Ashrei. Well, we always begin Mincha by saying Ashrei, but we jump right in to saying Uval Etzion. The saying of Uval Etzion by Mincha and Shabbos goes all the way back to the Siddurim of the Gaonim, the Siddur of Amnon Gaon, and all the other Gaonim have the recitation of Uval Etzion after Ashrei and Mincha on Shabbos. There are two reasons given. One is brought by the Rokeach in Simon Shin Samach Beis, and also the Kolbo as well. They explain it's important to say the Seder Kedusha, the order of Kedusha, of Kadosh, 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 all these are Him Sukkim, of Uval Etzion, every day, because it saves a person from Gehenna. You should always say it. It's not special to Shabbos Mincha. You should make sure you say Asher Uval Etzion every single day. It's good for the Neshama. We don't say that Shachas because Shachas is very long. It's very schleppy, and therefore we don't want to have to say something additional at the end of davening. We're already antsy after the long Shachris on Shabbos, and therefore we, because of the Tirchut Sibura, we wait and we say after we have a nice lunch and some chalent and some schnapps, and then we say Uval Tzion later on. It's only said because we have to say it at some point, and therefore we save it till Mincha. The explanation of the Vudraham is that the minhag was to give a drasha before Mincha and Shabbos. There's always be a shir before Mincha and Shabbos in the shuls, and often the theme of the drasha is Geula and Kedusha, right? As every good drasha ends, right? And Mashiach should come here v'yameinu, amen, right? So you always wrap up a good drasha by talking about Mashiach, and the ideas of Mashiach and Geula are part and parcel of Uval Etzion, about the Geula is going to come, and bracha for Klal Yisrael, and therefore, because you just ended the Shabbos afternoon drasha before Mincha, talking about Mashiach and Geula and things like that, so we keep that theme going by reciting Asher Uval Etzion, which has themes of Geula and Kedusha as well. Okay, then we jump right into Vani.
Yom Kippur, and the Yom, which is the last, we say Asher Uval Etzion, it's not after, classical. We don't do it. I don't think we do it beforehand. We don't do Asher Uval Etzion and Shacharis and Musaf in Yom Kippur.
Correct.
So it seems like we have to do it once a day. And we seem to do it the last fila on Yontif or Shabbos, the last fila before Marv.
Yeah.
Which may be not tied to Mincha, maybe it's tied to the last one before Marv. I don't know why.
I'm not sure. I don't know. So then we say that the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Samach Ches Vanis Filasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon Elokim Ruach Chasecha. So the earliest record is the Sefer HaManhig on Shabbos on page Kuf Pei Hei. And this is Rav Avram ben Nassan Hayarchi, who lived in the 12th century. So he records that before we take out the Torah, the minhag is to say the pasuk of Anis Filasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzon, that I am davening to Hashem at this time of Ratzon, that Hashem should take my tefillos. Now, in some countries, the minhag was to say it twice, he records. Not our minhag was to say it twice, we only say the pasuk once. And we know that Mincha is an auspicious time to daven, as we see from the famous story in Malachim Aleph and Perek Yudches of Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. Eliyahu HaNavi, he got up and he davened at the time of Mincha against the Nevi'ei Baal, in the fighting against Yizevel, the wife of Achav, and that whole episode over there, we don't have to review it, but the Gemara in Brachos says that we see that Eliyahu picked this specific time to go in the afternoon to daven because of the auspicious time of davening Mincha then. Now, why don't we say that then at all other Minchas? Right? If it's so important to reference the idea that this is an Eis Ratzon, that the afternoon time of Mincha is a special time for Tefillah, so we should say it all the time. So because on Shabbos we partake in the pleasures of eating and resting in honor of Shabbos, and even though we're in the middle of relaxing, we come to Shul to Daven, and this is a Tefillah that's occurring by Eis Ratzon. We're highlighting Hashem, I could have taken the day off, and I could have slept in and not gone to Mincha, and I was in the middle of eating and fressing and doing whatever else I do on Shabbos afternoon. But still, know what Hashem I did? At this special Eis Ratzon, I'm showing that I came to Shul to daven. And the Medrash Tehillim writes that we don't have. The Sefer HaManhig quotes a Medrash and tell him that we don't have in our versions. He says, Yesichu v'yoshvei shar u'neginos shosei sheichar. That's the pasuk before this in Tehillim, right? The pasuk says that those people go and sit on the corners and they drink and they schmooze and they talk And then David HaMelech says, "Vani b'mi svilas elach Hashem esrason." I come and daven in shul. Go before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our nation, on our day off, we go to shul to daven. The other nations of the world, what goes on their day off? They go golfing, whatever is going on. We use our holidays, so to speak, in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we stay away from these things. Even though we may go and have a drink on a Shabbos afternoon, and we may involve in pleasurable things, we make sure that on our days off, we go and commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, v'ani svilasi, I come and daven in the afternoon at this Eis Ratzon, while others take time off. The Yoruch HaSchaim of Aaron of Lunel, so he adds that this explains the rest of the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, Elokim barov chastecha, aneinu b'emes ishecha, that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to act in the midah of chesed. Why? Because we are going in this very special way. So we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, use your chesed in response to the way we're acting on the Shabbos. This is cited by the Kolbo and some of them, the Avodraham, the Shittim Kovetzes, the Lavush, the Tur, the Achron, everyone cites this reason as to why we say, Vanisu Lassi Lacha Hashem Eis Ratzon, because we're showing the difference between us and the rest of the world. Now, what's the obvious question of this reason? Why don't we say it on Yontif, right? According to this reason of the Sefer HaManig, we should say it on Yontif, because Yontif is also a time where, you know, look, I'm spending my holiday, I'm going and I'm coming to daven, I'm learning Torah, whatever it may be. What?
You say it in Shacharis.
You say it in Shacharis, it's true. But why not say it here in the afternoon?
It's
the
whole. There's no Torah.
So that's the issue. What is the good thing that we're doing? What's so gishmach about what we're doing? Is it the davening or is it the Kriyas HaTorah? That's the question. So the Shiboli Aleket and the Magen Avraham both say that the praise of Klal Yisrael is going on the reading of the Torah. When we say Vani Svilasi Lecha Hashem, it's not because I'm going to go daven. It's because I'm about to go read from the Torah, which is why we recite it before Kriyas HaTorah and not just Shmoneh Esrei. And at Mincha Yontif, if we don't read the Torah, and the notes of Rav Yaakov Ausch of Prague in his Hagos on the Levush, he says that this is the meaning of Emes, right? Because what does the pasuk say? Vani Svilasi Lecha Hashem Esrasan Lekim Ruch Hasach Aneni BeEmes Ishecha. Look, I'm going to read the Emes, the truth of Hashem, the Torah. And because I'm going through the Torah, therefore I should get special rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's approach number one, why we don't say the Pasuk on Yantar. The Eliyahu Rabbah, he disagrees, and he says that in the past, they would daven mincha on Shabbos earlier in the day, when it was common for people to eat and drink by the Suda, and the mincha on Shabbos was always to daven early mincha. And the reason was to make sure you would have room for Shal Shuddas. However, by Mincha and Yontif was always recited closer to Maariv when it wasn't time to party anymore. And therefore, the Minhag didn't develop at that time because people weren't in the partying mood by Yontif. On Shabbos, people were in the partying mood. People were drinking by the Suda because you were davening Shabbos Mincha earlier in the day. Nowadays, both those Minhagim fell apart, and now we daven Mincha and Shabbos and whatever we want. We're not necessarily careful about each one or the other. But nevertheless, the Minhag only developed by Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, people were thinking about, I'm in the middle of the Suda, look, I'm going to daven, I'm very special. By Yontif, we were already took our naps, we weren't in the party mood anymore, and therefore we had no reason to reflect on the idea that we were going to daven or read from the Torah. There are reasons, I'll pi Kabbalah, in Hagos of Levush of Avram Azulai, but we won't get into those right now. Next, reason why we say it. The Avodraham adds that someone who drinks shouldn't daven, and therefore, since it may be questionable if we should be davening, so we say, by the way, Hashem, since I've been drinking, perhaps on the Shabbos afternoon, I hope this tefillah should be a good tefillah to Hashem, even though maybe I have been imbibing on this Sabbath. That's reason number two from the Avodraham. Hopefully not too applicable for everyone. And then the third reason is the Ben Ishchai in Parshas Chayisara. He says that according to the Shara Kavanos of the Arizal, the time of Mincha and Shabbos is in fact a very special Yisrael. All Minchas are special. But Mincha and Shabbos is Kadosh Kadoshim. It's an even more special time to daven to Hashem. And the Baruch Shamar of Baruch Levi Epstein, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, so he notes in his Perush on the Siddur that this is clearly stated in the Zohar Parshas Tetzaveh. And he continues that the reason the early Rishonim don't cite this is because the Zohar wasn't revealed yet. Meaning, if it's so clear, if the Ben Ish Chai knows that, you know, Shabbos is a very special time to daven Mincha, So I don't understand. Nobody else knew this before the Ben Ishchai came along. It's a Zohar. So he says, from here we see that the earliest Rishonim didn't have, the Zohar wasn't revealed to them, and therefore they didn't give this answer on their own. And he says, the reason why it's not said in Mincha and Yantif is because in Kabbalah there's no connection between nothing special about the Mincha of Yantif. It's only special about the Mincha and Shabbos. And then he wonders, though, but didn't Rav Yosef Karo have the Zohar? Rav Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, he knew the Zohar. He knew the Zohar backwards and forwards. So why didn't he bring the reason of the Zohar in Parshas Tetzava that Mincha and Shabbos is a very special time? And that would have answered up all of our questions about why only Shabbos gets this and Yantif doesn't. So the Baruch Shamar says that the Zohar is against a well-known Gemara. And we know the rule, the Radvaz and the Chuvos and other poskim as well, if you have a conflict between the Gemara and the Zohar, you follow the Gemara and not the Zohar. What's the Gemara that the Zohar is going against? The Gemara in Baruch HaSavav tells us that all minchas are an Eis Ratzon. Meaning it's not true that all minchas are an Eis Ratzon according to the Bavli, and Shabbos is very special. The Bavli argues with the Zohar. The Zohar says minchas are special, but Shabbos mincha is super duper special. The Bavli says, no, all minchas are special. Mincha on Tuesday is just as special as mincha on Shabbos, and therefore, there's no reason that the Beis Yosef would say, bring this reason, because he doesn't agree with the premise, because it's against the Gemara, that perhaps Shabbos is holier in its mincha than other minchas of the week.
But we only do it on Shabbos.
Correct. I mean, that's why he doesn't bring the reason. It doesn't change. The Beis Yosef has other reasons.
An argument could be made that our tefillahs come from, let's say, Eretz Yisrael more than Bavel.
Yeah.
And in Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't necessarily be Bavli. I mean, you're just saying, you know. So the Bavli wouldn't be such a big thing from Eretz Yisrael, then, you know, just simply that.
Perhaps. Definitely a possibility. Let's get into some of the halachos now. The Magen Avraham writes in both places, in Sifkat and Aleph and Sifkat and Beis, in this Siman Reish Sadi Beis, that it's not said if there's no Sefer Torah. If there's no Sefer Torah, if you're davening by yourself, Shabbos Mincha, you skip Vanis Filasi and you go straight into Shmona Esrei. He says if this pasuk is going on Kriyas Torah and there's no Torah being read, then it would only be a hefsek because you want to go straight into the davening into Shmona Esrei. However, the Eliyahu Rabbah argues and he says it should be said because what did we mention before? The Eis Ratzon is not only going on the laning, it's also going on the davening. It's true I may not be reading from the Torah, but I am going to be davening, and that fits with the earlier reasons of the Sefer Amanik. And there's still an Indian to at least maybe even read it from a Chumash if you're not going to learn from the Torah by Shabbos Mincha. And this is Saiba Halacha by the Prima Gadim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRabbah, the Kesher Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan. Therefore, the Poskim say, even if you're not going to learn, you still say Vanis Filasi no matter what. And in addition, we understand that it's going on the davening, right, and the Sefer Torah, and therefore the Shari Tshuva and the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan all say that an individual davening alone says Vanis Filasi. And I saw in the Kovetz Halachos with Shmuel Kamenetsky that he said the meaning of women davening at home on Shabbos is not say this. I don't know why that's the case. I don't see any reason why women davening at home shouldn't say it, and certainly reflects the theme of the time. And it's unclear why this would be correct. And he adds that an individual who's late to shul and walks in after the Torah has been taken out should recite the pasuk. I think that makes a lot of sense because if the Torah hasn't been read yet, then in Achinami you still want to say Hashem. We're going to read from the Torah and declare that in the pasuk of Tehillim. And if the Torah has all been read and you're really late to shul, so then still you have to say it before you daven Shmona Esrei. The pasuk is relevant no matter where you're up to. If you're that far late and you're not going to say Shmona Esrei, then there's nothing to do anyway. But if you're going to haven't said Shmona Esrei yet and you haven't read from the Torah, then you should say the pasuk beforehand. There is a statement in the Piskei Tshuvos in this siman who suggests, based on a singular source al pi Kabbalah that's not really cited anywhere else, that it should be said when the Aron Kodesh is open. You should say Vanis Filas when the Aron Kodesh is open. That is not the minhag anywhere. I've never seen any shul where they're bedafka wait to open the Aron Kodesh to say Vanis Filasi. This is just one of my many Yetzarach Iyans on the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, but we can save that for another shir. Next, the Shari Tshuva points out that according to the Zohar, the Iker time to say Brich Shmei is when you take out the Torah by Mincha on Shabbos. Meaning that Zohar that we know that tells us about saying Brich Shmei is really going on Mincha by Shabbos. So certainly we should say Brich Shmei when we take out the Torah by Mincha on Shabbos. Let's move on now to laning. So we've taken out the Torah and we're ready to lane. Why do we lane by Shabbos Mincha? The Gemara in Bava Kama Pei Beis tells us that Ezra HaSofer made 10 laws for the sake of the Jewish people. One of them was to read the Torah at Mincha on Shabbos and to read it on Monday and Thursday. So the Gemara explains that the Kriyas HaTorah for Mincha on Shabbos was enacted for the Yoshvei Karanos. Now the term Yoshvei Karanos is a bit unclear what it means, and this reason, nevertheless, is cited by the Tur and all the poskim. We have to decide, though, understand what are Yoshvei Karanos. We're reading the Torah for those people who are sitting by the Karanos. So Rashi says this refers to those people who work on Mondays and Thursdays and didn't come to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore they didn't learn Torah at all during the week. They didn't hear Monday, they didn't hear Thursday. Hopefully, at least by Shabbos, they're going to come to shul. And this is cited by the Avudraham, Rav Yaakov, in the Shita Mekubetzis, the Rush, the Sharat Zion as well, all say that we read the Torah on Shabbos for those people who didn't come to shul Monday and Thursdays. I saw in the Shumas Or Yitzhak.
This was talking earlier.
What?
Wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu
Mastakein
the Shabbos afternoon, and later on was Monday and Thursday? So, I mean, I think Shabbos afternoon was Mastakein.
No, Moshe just established the... You should read the Torah at a certain amount of time. Mincha, by Shabbos. That's Ezra.
Ezra is
Shabbos, Mincha, Monday and Thursday. Moshe just set up that you shouldn't go 3 days without reading the Torah. Ezra formulated into those specific times.
Well, how else can you do it if you have Shabbos, it has to be done.
You could have done whatever. It could have come under the Cheshvan. So Ezra said it this way. So I saw in the Or Yitzchak, Yitzchak Abadi, in the Chelek Aleph and Kuf Yud Gimel, he thinks it's very strange. He gives a big tzarchi and he has a very long piece, and he says, I don't understand. Who gave them the hetzer to not come to shul on Monday and Thursdays? Meaning, why are we making a takana for those people who weren't coming to shul in the first place on Monday and Thursday? He can't find anywhere to say that they had permission to not come to shul Monday and Thursday, that we should make a special Kriyas HaTorah for them on Shabbos. He thinks the whole thing is very odd. He told one long paragraph of one sarachin after another, and he thinks the whole reason is very strange. But we have other reasons. The Aruch writes in his Perish as well, he says that it refers to those people who never go to the Beis HaMedrash to learn, and they only daven. And if this is their opportunity to hear Divrei Torah, they're coming to shul, but they don't learn any Torah. And therefore, this is an opportunity for people to learn Torah who never learn. And this is cited by the Sharad scene as well. Reason number three is the Shita Mekubetzis there in Bava Kamma, who says that Yoshei Karanos are those people who drink, and therefore, they don't make it to shul in the morning. That's also a strange reason. Why are we making takanas for people who like to drink during the day and can't make it to shul? So the Chassam Sofer in the Drashos, he says that this is Kriyas HaTorah is a kapara for those people who don't make it to shul on Shabbos afternoon. We read the Torah on Shabbos afternoon to create zechuyos for those people who are missing the laning. Also an interesting explanation. So we know that we read the Torah for whatever reason, some population who's not hearing Torah the rest of the week. Now, can the tzibur say Uval Tzion and Kriyas HaTorah for Mincha Shabbos before the Zman for Mincha? You're short on time. You know that the earliest time to Zman Mincha is at 1:30. Okay? And you need to be somewhere by 1:45. Can I lane at 1:20, before the Zman for Mincha, say Uval Tzion and read the Torah, daven Shmona Esrei at the Zman for Mincha at 1:30, and then get out of shul early? Is this appropriate to do these things before the actual Zman for Tfilas Mincha? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Masoros Moshe Chelek Beis and Os Reish and Dal says it says there that you may not, because Kriyas HaTorah for Mincha doesn't stand alone by itself. It's established to be said Bizman Mincha. We want you to read the Torah in the Zman for Mincha. It wasn't established to say it before the Zman for Mincha. You're supposed to read it after the Zman for Mincha. That's when it's supposed to be done. And then he was asked if you could lane after Chatzos, since technically the Zman Mincha, right? Dina de Gemara, according to the basic halacha, we are technically allowed to daven after Chatzos. Why don't we? Because in the time of the Gemara, they didn't have watches, and they didn't really know if the sun had moved towards the middle of the sky till a half hour later. So in order to be sure, we push the Zman off a little later. Technically, after Chatzos, it is the Zman Mincha, so maybe you could argue that at least I could get in, Asher Velitzion Kriyas HaTorah, and that would be sufficient. So he says that this is a nice svara, but he says lemais ein kachanav. Don't make up fancy shtetl Torahs. Just lay in after the zman mincha, and that's probably the best thing to do. The tzitz Eliezer and chelik yud and simen chaf also entertains the possibility that kriyas haTorah before the zman mincha, and he rejects it because the takana of kriyas haTorah was made for after the time for mincha, not the time before. And he cites a Zohar and Parshas Vayakel that seems to agree to this point as well. So no cutting corners and laning before the zman. The Emek Bracha, Rav Aryeh Pomerantschik, the famous Talmud of the Briska Rav, writes in his section on Kriyas HaTorah in Osi Dalad, and he says, something is strange. He says, when we read the Torah by Shacharis, we daven first, and then we read the Torah, right? But by Mincha, for some reason, whenever we read the Torah, we always read the Torah first, and then we daven Shmon Esrei. Why do we do that? Why isn't it consistent? Why don't we always lane first, and then daven Shmon Esrei? Or daven Shmon Esrei first, and then lane. Why do we flip it by Shacharis and Mincha? He raises the question even more. We have a principle in Halacha that Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. That which is common versus that which is less common. The more common thing goes first. What happens more often? Do we read from the Torah or daven Shmon Esrei? We daven Shmon Esrei every single day. So certainly, you should always have the daven Shmon Esrei before the reading from the Torah. So that's his two-part question as to why do we do this by mincha, specifically on Shabbos, but even on fast days. So he answers that Kriyas HaTorah is more mekudosh than tefillah. Reading from the Torah, he says, and he doesn't really support this or anything, but one could make an argument, is that reading of the Torah is holier than davening Shmon Esrei. And therefore, he says, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that we have a machlokas. If I have a contradiction between two things I need to do right now, this is more common, but this thing is holier. So what do you do first? Mekudosh versus Tadir, what do you do? So the Gemara concludes, Ibaye delo ishita. We have no answer to this, and it remains a suffix. So he says, since this machlokus remains a suffix, if I have something more common versus something that's holier, the halach is at the end of the day, you're allowed to decide what you want to do. You can pick and choose whatever you want to do, because the Gemara leaves it as a suffix. So the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Tes says that it's always better to daven whatever tefillah it is, Shacharis or Mincha, closer to the rising or the setting of the sun. The Gemara in Brachos praises someone who davens Shmon Esrei as close as possible to when the sun comes up, and the Gemara praises someone who davens Mincha as close as possible to when the sun is setting. That gets into an issue about Mincha Gedol, Mincha Katana, not the shiur for right now. What he says, we see from here, by Shacharis, we want to make sure our Shmon Esrei is closer to the rising of the sun, so we put it before Kriyas HaTorah. But by Mincha, we want to make sure our Shmon Esrei is closer to the setting of the sun, so we put it after Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, says the Emek Bracha, this explains the difference between Shacharis and Mincha.
By Shacharis, you have a derisive, which is often rain first. You have a Kayim Shema. You have a Kayim, that's only show Shema and Mincha time. You might say that you don't want to push off at the right.
I hear. It's definitely a possibility. Definitely, Shema could be a preference as well. True. Definitely a valid approach as well. For sure. Okay. The Magen Avraham cites the Chuvas Maharam of Lublin and Simon Pei Dalad, who says that if there is a mistake in the Torah at Mincha, you don't have to take another Torah from the Aron Kodesh. You're fine, you're good, and you laned. Meaning that you finished laning and you saw a mistake. Don't take out another Torah, because it's not a Chovas Hayom. You don't really have to read by Mincha. Not saying anybody shouldn't read by Mincha. But since it's not a Chiv of the day to read by Mincha, he says you don't have to take another Sefer Torah, because we're only reading for who? The Yoshvei Kronos. We're reading for those people who can't make it to Shul. So that's the reason we're reading. We don't have to schlep out another Sefer Torah. And this is cited by the Ber Heitev as well. The Emek Bracha then cites the Maram Lublin, and he raises the following question on this idea that you don't have to take out another Torah. He says, if there's only a limited amount of time before Shkia, should you daven Shmon Esrei, or should you read from the Torah? There's 5 minutes left. You can daven Shmon Esrei or lane Shabbos Mincha. What do you do? That's a good question. So it seems from the Maram Lublin that the Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha is not important as the Tefillah. Because what did he say? If there's a mistake in the Torah, you don't have to schlep out another Torah, because it's not something you really, really have to do technically. And therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in the Shulchan Shlomo, and the Kovetz Halachos, and the Nishma Shabbos all say, that you should forego Kriyas HaTorah and make sure to daven Bizman if you're going to have only one choice at that time. The Mishabura cites the Pisrei Tshuva, who discusses what the halacha is if you read the wrong lading by Mincha. I forgot it was Parshas Acharimos, and I read Kedoshim instead, whatever it is, and that's for another time. Let's come to the end, and we'll just discuss the Shemoneh Esrei itself and the recitation of Tzidkaska. The Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha on Shabbos, we say, V'anchilenu Hashem Elokeinu be'avav rason Shabbos kodshacha v'yanuchu vam mikadoshei shemecha. We reference that Hashem should give us this, the Sabbath of holiness, and we should have a day of rest. However, some point out that this is improper grammar. Why? Because vam is plural. V'yanuchu vam mikadoshei shemecha. That's plural. And then what do we say before that? We say, B'ahavav rason Shabbos kodshacha. That is singular, one Shabbos. So for that reason, this grammatic issue, the nusach we find in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Kaf HaChaim, and the Yechav HaDasin, okay? And according to Rabbi Soloveitchik, is that you should say, V'ratzon Shabbosos Kodshacha, V'anuchu Vam. So you'll find some Siddurim that say Shabbosos. So you should understand why they're doing that, because they want the grammar to fit. And in response to this, the Torah Tamima writes in Shmos and Parak Lamed Aleph, that the tefillah is not going on the Shabbos. We're not asking Hashem that this Shabbos should be Ba'ava over Ratzon Shabbos Kodshacha. That's not true. Why? Because Shabbos is almost over. So we're kind of like hopping in one more thing. There's like 45 minutes left of Shabbos. So what am I asking for the Shabbos for? It's almost done. So therefore, says the Torah Tmima, it's in plural because I'm asking that Shabbosos, all my future Shabboses should be days of Ahava and Ratzon and goodness and Bracha from Hashem. And he says that's why he feels that the proper nusach should be, in plural, Shabbosos Kodshecha. However, many Siddurim keep Shabbos Kodshecha as well. I think the article Siddur Shabbos Kodshecha, if I'm correct. And therefore, one should follow the Siddurim that they have. Let's turn now to Tzidkaska. Already in the days of the Siddurim and the Gonim, we find the minhag of saying the Psukim of Tzidkaska at the end of Mincha. One caveat. We daven nusach, or most of us daven nusach Ashkenaz. Nusach Sfard? Nusach Sfard. So by nusach Sfard, they change the order of the psukim. We, by nusach Ashkenaz, have a certain order to the psukim that have some sort of reason behind them. We're not going to it right now. But nusach Sfard does what makes the most sense, is that they recite those three psukim of Tzidkaska in order as they appear in Tehillim. Sfard says the psukim in that order. In addition, the Kobo notes that according to nusach Sfard, the last words of those three psukim spell out Hashem, Elokim, Emes, which is the pasuk in Yirmiyahu and Perek Yud, which is the source of the idea saying Hashem, Elokim, Emes. So nusach Sfard has their own. By nusach Ashkenaz, we have this mixed-up order. Why do we say these psukim in the first place? So, the Avudraham brings three reasons, which are, we'll start with the most popular one. This is a tzidik ha-din, some sort of like a kel male for Moshe Rabbeinu, who died at Shabbos Mincha. David and Yosef also died Shabbos Mincha, but they like to highlight that Moshe died by Shabbos HaMer Mincha. The only problem, says the Avudraham, is that we have many midrashim that say that Moshe died Erev Shabbos. So, tzarachian on the first reason. The second reason for Tzidkaska is that it's a tzidduk hadin for the neshamos who will return to Gehenna after Shabbos. Once we daven mincha, the neshamos begin to get worried because they know that the rest they had on Shabbos is about to be over and they're getting worried, so we say a bit of a kel mali for them as well. The third reason, says the Avudraham, is the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches says that who's ever careful in Shal Shudas will be saved from three things. Chevel Mashiach, the pains of the coming of Mashiach, the war of Gog and Magog, the final great battle, and Dina Shal Gehenem, the judgment of Gehenna, if you're careful about having all three meals on Shabbos. He says we recite this at the end of Mincha, because what are we about to do? Go eat Shal Shudas. And we ask for these three things. Tzidkaska is not going on Mincha. It's a statement going on the Shal Shudas you're about to eat. And he says, Tahom Rabba refers to Mashiach, who's going to uproot the Rishayim who referred to as Tahom. Asisa Gedolos refers to Gog Magog, because the Nabi Yecheskel says this will be a great time of godless of Hashem. The greatness of Hashem will stand out. V'sorasecha Emes refers to Gehenim, because they're going to ask on the Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment, did you set a time for learning Torah, which is considered Emes, the truth. And therefore, these are three statements to reflect on the importance of eating Shal Shudas and how it can save a person in the future. The fourth reason, not brought in the Avudraham, is in the Seder Avodas Yisrael, who feels the idea that Tzidkaska, the Tzidik HaDin, is very strange. He says, it's Shabbos. We don't say Tzidik HaDin on Yantif. Why would we say Tzedakah Din on Shabbos? Why are we getting it all into Avelos all of a sudden as Shabbos is ending? So he says that Tzedkascha is simply a replacement of Tachanun. The Levush says that every single day should have some sort of extra tachinos, extra supplications before Hashem. We don't say Tachan on Shabbos, so we say Tzedkascha as kind of like a mini extra tefillah to add on to the end of Shmoneh Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Sadi Beis that we don't say Tzedkascha on days when Tachan is not said, and this says the Siach Yitzchak and Kuf Samech Vav includes days where there's a chasen and shul at Shabbos Mincha, even though it's not necessarily a day that's holy, but it has someone there who would knock away Tachanun if they were there. However, he says, if there was a bris milah earlier in the day, the bris milah is not going on now, so it was earlier in the day, then the kedusha of that event has now evaporated from the room. You cannot piggyback on that bris milah anymore. However, the Baal HaBris and the Sandik are allowed to skip Tzedkascha in their own personal davening. But the rest of the room must say Tzedkascha because there was a bris 7 hours ago. That's not a reason why now we should not be saying Tzedkascha at the time. The same thing goes for Mincha. Right? If there was a bris milah in the shul and shachris in the morning, we don't skip Tachanun in the afternoon, but the Baal HaBris and the Sandik would skip. So hopefully now, after we've run through the Tefillos of Mincha, we have a greater appreciation for the different things that we say, why we say them, and hopefully we'll enhance our Tefillos.